Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the TOM TAILOR Group Analyst and Investor Call. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone keypad for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Dr. Heiko Schäfer, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Warm welcome from my side. Thanks for making yourselves available for the short call, even on such a short notice. We have about 30 minutes, maybe a little bit more, to give you a short update on what we've communicated last night, and to answer some of the questions you may have. With me is obviously Thomas Dressendörfer, our CFO, and as a guest, we also have Carsten Oberheide with us as a silent guest, who's the newly appointed board member. Let me start off with a clear and simple message. We've announced last night some right steps at the right time to set us up for the future direction of the group. And what does that mean specifically? First thing, we are focusing the group and its further development on our successful TOM TAILOR brand. That's our duty for the upcoming years. For TOM TAILOR as a brand, we've already demonstrated in the past, and we continue to do so, that we can perform well, even in a difficult market, and we can outperform many of our competitors. As it looks like right now, we're also on our way operationally to realize our goals for this year. We will focus in the future on strengthening, as we've communicated before, opportunities for profitable growth in our core business, in our online business, in D2C and B2B segments. We are going to be emphasizing our ladies' wear segment. We will internationalize the brand and also grow through our younger line, TOM TAILOR Denim. All of this not new. It's a continuation of what you've heard before. And we will, as we've promised, present more details and action plans for TOM TAILOR specifically during our Capital Markets Day in May. So first message, we are focusing the group on the successful development, continued successful development of the TOM TAILOR brand. Second thing, we've announced yesterday that we've made a clear cut concerning Bonita, taking the necessary write-downs as a result of the regular impairment test. That will have an impact on our EBITDA outlook for the year, and Thomas will explain later in more detail the mechanics of that and what the implications are. We will now focus, obviously, short-term on the stabilization and restructuring of Bonita while we prepare for further value accretive options, and I think we've been explicit about what that means. We've assigned clear responsibilities and bundled the responsibilities also within the board for Bonita. We make way and provide leeway for Bonita for the restructuring and modernization of the business. We've appointed Carsten Oberheide as a new member of the board on group level to reflect this decision. And he will share more details for the so-called new Bonita program in the upcoming months. Third message, we keep Bonita for the moment, but we are assessing, obviously, a disposal in the medium term. Let me be very clear. We've always been clear that we keep all options open, and we are very explicit that this includes a potential sale of the company. As you are very much aware, the current market environment does not exactly lend itself for a short-term disposal. So we have a plan in place to also continue the stabilization and the restructuring of the brand. And there are clear plans that Carsten Oberheide and Raphael Heinold have begun to implement to stabilize and restructure. Fourth message, we do all this, obviously, with the strong backing of our anchor shareholder, Fosun, the Fosun Group, and we do this in alignment with all financing banks, and Thomas will also go into details here in a minute. This is important because, obviously, provides us with the necessary headroom to execute our program on group level and to execute the restructuring of Bonita and prepare it, as I said, for value accretive options. Not going to go into much detail here, but one thing's clear, Fosun's commitment to support our path here is very solid and very comprehensive. Yeah? So all in all, just to sum it up, brand Tom Tailor performs well. The strategy and the priorities are clear. We've communicated them to you, and we will focus our group efforts on the continued implementation of those plans. On Bonita, we've taken the necessary steps to clean up our balance sheet, to reduce the risks, and prepare the company for value-accretive steps in 2019. And we've set the right direction in order to implement the stabilization and restructuring program, which will be overseen by a new board member in the group of Carsten Overheide. So as a summary, I will leave it where it is. We're going to get back to some of the points later on. And with this, I would hand over to Thomas to walk you through the mechanics.
Thank you, Heiko. And I would like to go into more detail concerning the technical part of our announcement today, which is the write-downs concerning the brand value of Bonita and the need to reduce our forecast for this year's EBITDA. So let's start with the impairment. As communicated in our profit warning on September 20th and reiterated during our Q3 call, we have carried out an in-depth analysis of the shareholding's intrinsic value and the brand value of Bonita as part of the budget process. We came up with the result that a significant write-down against goodwill of the Bonita brand is necessary. This is due to the weaker performance of the brand in the current year, as well as the assessment that the implemented restructuring measures will take more than expected time than we anticipated originally. We're therefore writing down 120 to 130 million euros gross value against the value of the Bonita brand. Due to the countervailing effects of the release of the deferred taxes, the effect on full year results after taxes will be lower, and the amount will be in the range of 84 to 90 million. So we're releasing deferred tax liabilities against this. The percentage is 31%. For your records, the brand value of Bonita shown in the balance sheet is thus recorded from 184.5 million down to 54.5 to 64.5 million euros in total. And as I said before, this is the gross amount. We still have further deferred tax liabilities. In case there's a need to further reduce, we can offset that partly. Furthermore, we think that about holding Bonita for disposal going forward. This does not mean that we will report it as discontinued business in the future, as we want to keep all options on the table. Heiko already mentioned that Bonita has delivered below expectations in the fourth quarter again. Together with the write-off, this is impacting our full-year EBITDA and results on group level. Firstly, the write-down will have an impact on the equity capital ratio, also only from the accounting perspective. So I'll briefly describe that. We have, per end of Q3, we had an equity ratio of 33%. With the impairment, the net impairment of the Bonita value is going to go down to approximately 23 to 24%, which has been anticipated. We have been in intense dialogue with our financing banks, and they have fully supported this impairment. So we do not have any, let's say, risk on that side. They're fully supporting this write-off. So we have agreed on a new set of covenants going forward. So we're fine on the side. Fosun support as well has helped us in this respect. So they're, like in the past years, they have been supportive on the restructuring of the Tom Tailor brand 3 years ago, and also in the Tom Tailor and Bonita restructuring in the last couple of 2 years there. So they're very helpful on continuing this journey. Be assured that the management will be willing and able to take steps that might be necessary in the future to keep it this way. Secondly, coming to the EBITDA impact, due to the weaker performance of the Benita brand in the past months, it was necessary to increase provisions for contingent losses in unprofitable Benita stores. Together with the impairment itself and the weaker than expected performance of Benita in the fourth quarter, this will have an unplanned impact on the EBITDA and result on group levels. Let me stress this. We will reach our still very ambitious targets on an operating level, especially for the core brand, no doubt about that. But we will see an impact on our EBITDA. Thus, we are forced to lower our guidance with respect to this line item from 7.5% to 8.5% to 6% to 6.5%. To give more details here, we expect the business unit Tom Taylor to reach an EBITDA margin of above 10%, which is, by the way, in comparison to our peers, a very good result. We expect Bonita to finish this business year 2018 with a negative EBITDA margin, unfortunately. So in a nutshell, Tom Taylor core brand well underway and will be reaching our targets. Bonita with weaker than expected performance and thus negatively impacting group results. But we have taken the necessary steps to stabilize the business in the future. Let me finish with a short reminder. 2 years ago, we have promised to clean slate where necessary, reduce risks, and make our balance sheet more transparent. I strongly believe that we now have taken another step in this direction. Thank you. And now we're happy to take your questions.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. We received the first question from Volker Bosse, Baader Bank. Your line is open, sir.
Volker Bosse, Baader Bank. I have a couple of questions. I would like to start with Bonita as a strategic review process here. What was the outcome? Of course, goodwill depreciation, but you also mentioned that you implemented accretive steps for 2019 to stabilize the business. Perhaps you could give us a bit more idea what exactly you plan to do in 2019 in order to improve Bonita underlying performance trend. And the second question would be on Bonita and the rest goodwill, so to say, of 55 to 65 million. Is that really a number which could be achievable in a selling process? I mean, what are the assets of Bonita given 200 million sales, loss-making EBITDA? I know there's a warehouse. What you think is achievable here for selling Bonita, or is there a rest risk, so to say? And good to hear that the banks are supportive, but for sure they are interested to reduce the exposure going forward. So in the negotiation process, did they give you any restrictions or obligations or threshold KPIs to be sure on that front? And I think it's also in your attention to increase equity ratio going forward. So in that case, a capital increase could be an option. So what's your view on that, at what price level you would think about it? To get your thoughts on that option would be helpful. Mm-hmm. And I would also come to the trading statement on the Q4. You said, hey, oh, Tom Taylor, very positive. I mean, what does it mean? I think negative like-for-like Bonita, but your sales target for the full year was confirmed. Does that mean that Tom Taylor exceeded your expectation, so it was able to compensate the shortfall on the Bonita side, or does it mean that the sales target is more shifting to the lower end of your given sales guidance range? And a final one on full year 18, but also looking perhaps into 19, a CapEx guidance, free cash flow expectation indication would also be helpful. Sorry for all that question, but would be helpful to get some thoughts from you. Thanks.
Good. Let me start off with the first part on the main levers for the Bonita stabilization. There are a few things that will continue as we started them. I mean, we've engaged in 2018 on a path to say we need to modernize the look of the company, the brand, starting off with the product and a couple of stores that we've modernized and a new CI. So the product modernization is obviously something that will continue. We're taking learnings from the initial launches of a new look and feel in September and basically weaving it into our product strategy for the next year. We will have additional measures that we're taking now based on the analysis of the current performance that relate specifically to our price architecture and our promotional approach. What we've seen is that with the relaunch or the new launch of the collection in September, we've introduced price points that are, let's say, market relevant, but probably have emphasized them a bit too much in the weighting in our collection. And that's something that we're revisiting now for the first and second quarter. The other thing is the effectiveness of promotional activities, where we've seen that we probably need to cut back on some of the activities versus third and fourth quarter in the next year to come. So first thing, continued modernization of the range with incorporation of learnings from this year. Second thing, price architecture and promotional activity revision. Third element is what you call CRM, so the activation of loyal consumers, where we've launched a few direct mailing activities, and we're incorporating learnings in 2019 to be a bit more differentiated, which will also lead to a lower degree of promotional activity here. And last thing is obviously something that will start now, a much deeper look into the cost structure of the company in all areas, because we need to adjust the cost base to the renewed sales or to the new sales level that we're facing. And we've said before that we're going to keep sales flat. They're lower than what we had planned initially. Now you need to adjust your cost structure to it.
Yep.
There are a few additional things that are really operational. I'm not going to bore you to death with that. We obviously need to benefit a bit more from the fact that Bonita is a vertical retail operation and needs to act much more flexibly when it comes to when to buy product, when to manage sort of replenishment in the stores, but that's operational details that I'm not going to bore you with.
Thank you.
Okay, I could go ahead.
Yeah, Thomas, go ahead. I was just handing over to get to the goodwill and banks and so on.
Thanks.
Yeah, okay. I'll try to give you just a different perspective, and sorry, I may not have got all your questions because I'm currently after an accident lying in the hospital and the nurses just came in and disrupted me and I didn't catch it.
I will pick them up, Thomas, no worries.
Yeah, okay. So just coming, you know, just to bring this impairment in the right context, and we have a balance sheet with a goodwill of 184 million. I've always highlighted that from the first day I've been in this company, that this is going to be part of, let's say, cleaning up the whole company and getting this sorted out. It is a non-cash item, and that's the most important thing. And, it is something which is hitting your equity, yes. It is hitting your equity big time. But it is, at the end, it's a non-cash item, so banks do have a different perspective on that, and they want to see that they have positive cash flow coming going forward. And this is the case for the Tom Tailor business. We expect positive cash flows, free cash flows, really the bottom line, in the range of 20 to 25 million in 2019. So that's always good news when you go back to the banks and you can discuss, let's see, a bigger write-off, a bigger impairment with the banks. Also keep in mind that we have a deferred tax liability, which, you know, 31% reducing the impact. So the impact is not 130 million. It's less than that. It's in the range of 84 to 90 million. And also the remaining value, the 50 million, 50 to 60 million is going to be, let's say, positively impacted by 31% by the deferred tax liabilities. Also keep in mind that as of 1st of January, we have to switch to IFRS 16, which means our equity ratio will go down further. It's going to have a big impact because we do have a lot of shops, in total 1,300 stores. which will, let's say, inflate the balance sheet and thus reducing the equity ratio. So from a bank point of view, in a business like a textile business, where you have retail business predominantly, let's say in our case, with Bonita and Tom Taylor, the equity ratio is not that important anymore. It's really net debt EBITDA, and going forward, it's going to be net debt EBITDAR, excluding the rental expenses, because with the IFRS 16 impact, you're going to see a significant increase of the EBITDA. So these are things, when we talked up with the banks, they were absolutely fine because it's a non-cash item. They know that it's going to impact the equity ratio. They also know that IFRS 16 is going to further, in fact, the equity ratio. But they also know that Tom Taylor brand is a very profitable business, growing business, scalable business. It's an international brand where you can, let's say, really grow the free cash flow going forward. So it was, banks, it was a clear case. They have been supporting us on these things together with Fosun. I have to emphasize that they've been with us on this journey since 2 years, and they will continue to join us. So they're happy on that. Can we, because I have to move rooms, I'm very, very sorry for that, but I'm in the hospital.
Maybe I'll be
on mute for a couple of minutes and then I'll come back, okay? I'm sorry for that.
Okay, let me continue while Thomas is on mute. It's a bit unfortunate, but, you know, I appreciate the efforts of our CFO to actually dial into an analyst call even after an accident, and very grateful for that. So, maybe to come back to or to continue basically what Thomas was alluding to, net impact smaller than the gross impact that you've seen. It's fully supported by Fosun, our anchor shareholder, and the banks. Obviously, we cannot go into, let's say, details, as I think you understand, Mr. Bosse, also in terms of bank requirements. But rest assured, we are obviously looking at all relevant options and we'll take decisions with, let's say, the best for all shareholders in mind when it comes to the questions you asked about what are the banks asking for and is there going to be a capital increase to come at this point. But it's a bit more complicated. Let me maybe take up your questions on the guidance for the remainder of the year. So the situation is that, as we said earlier, we're not happy with the development of Bonita in the fourth quarter, whereas Tom Taylor in the fourth quarter is actually developing stronger than we had initially planned. The top line guidance did not get adjusted. We were speaking about 840 to 860 million euros. We will probably come in at the lower end of that range. But nevertheless, that's mainly driven still by the overperformance of Tom Taylor, specifically on the wholesale side, because we've set up programs earlier the year that show an effect in the third and mainly also in the fourth quarter on the wholesale side to close some of the gaps that we had been seeing opening after the first quarter for Bonita. So we'll stay within the guidance, especially driven by strong performance on the wholesale side. Some of that has been set up earlier the year, knowing that it would have an impact in the fourth quarter. Hmm. I may have missed, Mr. Bosse, the last. You had one more question, if I'm...
It was about CapEx guidance for 18 or 19, free cash flow expectations for this year, next year, indications on that front.
We will, of course, not give you a complete guidance because that's something that we will come out with in March next year. But what I can say is that the CapEx level for the group next year will be significantly below what you've seen this year. We've done a lot of investment this year into SAP, into other technologies, our e-commerce platform, into the expansion of our shopping shops and wholesale and also in the test stores on the Bonita side. And some of these investments are not going to be repeated next year. So versus the 30 million that you've seen this year, we're going to be down significantly with the expectations that in the consecutive years we will continue to be below the 30 million that you've seen. We've always communicated that our CapEx will probably rather be in the range of 25 million plus.
Yeah. Let me show you on that.
Okay, Thomas, I was just talking about our CapEx guidance and was saying that we're going to be significantly below the CapEx level that we've seen this year. And I've also said that with regards to capital increase, that's not something that we can talk about today, but we're looking at the relevant options at the relevant point in time.
Exactly, but it's going to be very, let's say, it's going to be below the numbers we've been communicating in the past. And I want to use this opportunity once more to say that we're going to have a capital market day in May after our Q1 results, where we can, let's say, give you much more details in our Tom Taylor business and on the Bonita improvement program.
Mm-hmm. One question was, or one answer was left regarding the rest goodwill of 55 to 65 million. How do you see that achievable in the potential selling process? Where are the assets? 200 million sales, loss-making EBITDA. There's a warehouse, there's a brand, there's a store portfolio, but will that play out to cover the goodwill, which is still on the balance sheet?
What I said before, the deferred tax liability, which is going to run against that with 31%,
mm-hmm.
The final number is going to be somewhere in the range of 30 to 40 million,
mm-hmm.
based on the DCF model. The company is worth something. We don't know. No, there are two different perspectives. One is the DCF model, which is based on the budgets going forward. The other price is that what the market is going to pay us at a certain point of time.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be a difference on that. Again, it's a non-cash item, so it's not going to be really hurting our equity. And this has also been covered and has been discussed with the banks.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question we received is from Lena Gerdes, Commerzbank. Your line is now open, madam.
Good morning. Thank you for the questions so far and the answers received to that. Just a bit more on the negative development of Bonita. So are we currently expecting similar margins as we've seen in Q3?
Yeah, maybe I can take that up. We're obviously looking at the margins on a daily basis. The Q4 margins are trending better than what we've seen in Q3, but far from expectations, let's say. As you're well aware, we started off with an October that was, again, too warm, affecting the mix of product that we've been selling, and then, the rest is developing, as we've said. I think some of the learnings that we've taken, especially on the price architecture and promotional side, are things that will be corrected then for next year.
Okay, thank you. And just two more. So also in regards of the increase in provisions, can you give a slight indication on how high these might be? And also in case of sale of Bonita, with how much currently is attributed to total assets by Bonita?
That's approximately 40 million. So 30 million. You have the warehouse.
On the total assets, yeah?
Yeah. You have the warehouse, you have some office buildings and so on. Not being at 30 to 35 million.
Okay, great, thank you. And in regards to the provisions?
Do you mean the which provisions?
So in this ad hoc release, you mentioned that you will have an increase in provisions due to the write-down in the brand value and the losses.
The increase of the onerous contract is going to be in the range of, let's say, 4 to 5 million. We still have not closed the fiscal year. We could have some smaller changes than that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question is from Christian Sales, Hauck & Aufhäuser. Your line is now open, sir.
Yes, hello everybody, also from my side. Just a couple of questions left. First of all, on Bonita in Q4, so what exactly went wrong here? I mean, Bonita underperformed in Q2, in Q3, and now also in Q4, obviously. So it seems like, measures implemented are not really bearing fruit here. So, what's your point of view on that? Then on the decision to retain the Bonita asset rather to sell it, recently I think you preferred actually to sell the asset rather in the short term. So could you maybe provide more details on how you came to the decision to keep the asset now? And thirdly, you also, during the Q3 call, you clearly dismissed any further one-off expenses related to any restructuring program in 2019 for Bonita. So how should we now think about this statement? Because I guess it's rather difficult to do another restructuring without any one-off expenses, right?
Yep. Let me start off on the drivers for the Q4. First thing, Q4 isn't over, and obviously we haven't done the full diligence on all drivers for the performance yet. But what we can see is that it's a mix of, let's say, product range mix effects, as we're not selling the amount of higher value styles that we've planned for. Second thing, higher purchasing prices on items because we've loaded more quality and detailing into the product that does not yet translate into a higher realized sellout prices. And the third element is for sure the impact of the overall very promotional and price aggressive environment in the market, which forces us to some extent to play along. Personally, I think probably not always completely well steered yet, but that's something that we still need to analyze in a bit more detail. Yeah? So let's say mixed changes, higher purchasing prices, and then the promotional environment that leads us to follow that, but more diligence will come. On the question about the short-term sale or not, I think I've indicated earlier that if you look at the environment right now, it doesn't exactly lend itself to a beneficial transaction in the short term, and I would keep it there. But we've also said that we don't exclude a sale of Bonita. It's a matter of timing and readiness for that. And that's where we have given ourselves, taken the liberty and the time to set Bonita up for, as I said earlier, the right step at the right point in time.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. And then on the investments into Bonita?
As you can guess, no restructuring can take place without some necessary restructuring cost. Yeah, but if we wouldn't be convinced of a positive payback, then we wouldn't do anything in that regard.
Okay, but how much can we assume here in 2019 then? So
I don't think we've communicated that yet, because for good reasons, because that's also a discussion that you need to have with all relevant stakeholders, including Works Council, NNN.
This is still work in progress.
Okay, but you will definitely have further one-offs related to Bonita in 2019.
It's going to be smaller impacts, because if you followed Heiko closely, this is all about, you know, the collection, the pricing, the way you want that you show it. It's less about, you know, major cost cutting like we had that 2 years ago with Top Taylor and Bonita. So it's really focusing on the market. It's more about, you know, on the appearance, about the, you know, how do we present ourselves in the stores, and how do we manage to get to the consumer. So it's really more about the business, the top line and the gross margin, less about the cost structure. The cost structure has been addressed and reset. The only thing what we're going to do is slightly adjust the headquarter base to lower sales, but this is not a big impact.
Okay, and what about the store closures? What do you think is a reasonable level of the number of stores in 2019 at Bonita?
There's no change on that. It's always about approximately 650 stores, full-price stores. Then we're going to have approximately 50 outlet stores. And then, let's say, concession business is one of the growing businesses where we can, let's say, add concessions. At the moment, we have more than 80 concession businesses. So it's keeping, you know, what we've always said, we're trying to keep these sales flat, trying to, you know, take the pressure away from Bonita. It's all about, you know, fixing the top line on a stable basis, fixing the pricing, fixing the discounts in the current market environment. It's less about, it's not a restructuring case on, let's say, full-fledged all the P&L lines. It's really focusing on the sales down to gross margin.
Okay, thank you. And will there be any specific date when you are going to, you know, publish further details on the restructuring ahead of the CMD, or are we have to wait for the CMD?
We have to wait for the CMD. We're doing something wrong. We'll say that. It's going to come. Don't worry. We'll give you proper guidance. But the important thing is, you know, what we're trying to show is also, let's say, we have two brands. One is very healthy. Is a brand which can grow single, mid-single digit going forward easily. We've proven that in a very difficult environment. We will, let's say, have an EBITDA margin this year, let's say, in the old IFRS world of over 10%. And we believe we can drive this EBITDA margin to 11 to 30%. So this is one brand which is very, very profitable. And we have a second brand where we are, let's say, fully focusing on this business with Carsten, also putting him into the forefront, giving him all the powers to manage this business, giving him all the visibility to, let's say, also for the Bonita employees to show that this is a brand which we can revitalize and bring back.
Yeah, okay, thank you very much.
If we have time maybe for one more question.
Yes. Actually, we have no questions. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now.
I just use that time to apologize. You know, I tore all my ligaments on Monday traveling from Frankfurt to Hamburg, and I'm currently, I was just operated yesterday, and I tried to join this call. I'm sorry for any kind of disturbance. This was not, and they just threw me out of a room, which I actually blocked for the call. So sorry for that again.
Thanks a lot, Thomas. We very much appreciate that even in the hospital you're sort of dialing in to give time for the questions. If there are no further questions, ladies and gentlemen, then I would suggest we close, and I'm sure we're going to be in touch with you again very soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may disconnect.